The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
And thanks for flowers.
Yes, it's been lovely seeing you. Do come again, won't you? Anytime. You'll always be welcome.
Ta-ra! Ta-ra!
Oh, thank goodness for that. I thought they were never going.
Ta-ra!
Get that door shut, Mother.
I'm only waving them goodbye. They're not at the end of the street yet.
Oh, let me rest my feet a minute.
It's been like a madhouse this morning.
Ta-ra! Looks like it's going to rain. They'll get caught in it if they're not careful. Hey, your June can't half rattle Ray. Once she gets started, there's no stopping her.
Still, it were good of her come, see how it were, and flowers are nice.
It's like a blooming florist in here.
I've run out of vases. Next lot that come, I'll have to go in a milk bottle. Oh, I better make a start picking up these cups.
Nay, sit down. Rest your legs. Let me do them.
I can't. I can't seem to rest these days.
You better try, Shug, as we'll be having you in bed next. Hey, they don't have to get through some coffee, all these visitors. It's been worse than Work's canteen in that kitchen. And they've eaten a whole packet of biscuits and I haven't even had one.
Well, district nurse won't be coming quite so much now Ray's settled in. And Mrs. Orton won't be here again for a bit, so it should ease off.
Hey, if you're both going in the kitchen, I'll have a go on that commode. Give me a hand, will you, Reenie? That's the trouble we're having it in here. I've got to wait till everybody's gone.
We spoke too soon. No.
Whoever is it now?
Is anybody here? It's only me.
Oh, no, it's Elsie again. If she offers to give you a massage one more time, I shall feel like giving her a massage round her lug holes.
It's only me. I've bought you some oatcakes.
Oh, tar, Elsie.
I've put them on the sink. Now, Raimi duck, are you ready for that massage yet?
Hello? Oh, hello, Philip. Look, I should have said, don't ring me at the garage except in an emergency. They don't much like it, and we piled out with work this morning. What? I know I said I'd be there, but... Well, couldn't you go and get some more paint yourself? Well, I'd pay you back. Of course I would. No, I'm not expecting you to do it all. I've been meaning to, it's just... I've been having to work overtime this week, and there's been a lot to do for me dad.
Oh.
I've got to go. Look, I'll be there tonight, I promise. Come in, Mr. Blow.
Oh, thanks for helping with all the washing up, Mum. It's a full-time job looking after all these visitors.
Well, don't you let them put on you. Tell them to shove the rug.
No. It's nice for Ray to have so many visitors. It's doing him good, think so many people care about him.
Huh. Most of them are only coming for a nosy. They get fed up in no time. That Elsie's a riot piece of goods.
Elsie? Well, she means well. But she'll be catching Ray sat on that commode one of these days.
You want to hurry up and get that grant form filled in so your Ray can have a proper toilet.
It's a long process, you know. They said it could take at least a year.
And the sooner you get started, the better.
I'll tell you what it is, ma'am. Applying for that grant, setting it all going, you see... If we don't get the grant, it could use up all our savings. And if we do get it, we've got to sign that we won't move for at least 5 years. Either way, well, we had our heart set on flitting. Had our eye on a new house in a better neighbourhood. It's like giving up all the future we'd planned.
Hey, you never know what's round corner. Look at me when your dad was took. All the things we was going to do when he retired.
You see, filling in that form, it means I've got to admit to myself that Ray won't ever get better. It's like I'm condemning him.
You're going to have to make your mind up sooner or later, Irene.
Oh, I can't, ma'am. I want to keep on hoping.
Irene!
Just a minute.
Well, it stopped raining, so I'm off. I'll pop in again tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, ma'am. I do appreciate it.
Irene!
What is it, love?
I've dropped me paper.
Oh, here we are. Sure.
Has the battle axe gone?
Don't you say a word against my mother. I couldn't have managed without her this morning.
I will. Sit down now. Put your feet up.
Oh, yes, I will. Oh, it's nice for us to be on our own for a minute.
Hey, up.
Anybody in?
Oh, no. Who is it now?
Don't ask me.
Who is it?
It's your old Uncle Bill, that's who it is.
Oh, Lord.
Uncle Bill, through here.
Now, what corner? Ah, Reenie, come high to you.
Oh, Uncle Bill, what a nice surprise.
Here, Reenie, help me off with my coat. It's sopping wet. I'm like a dried rot here. Who would have thought it was going to chuck it down this morning, middle of summer? It was fine when I started off. Cats and dogs in her, innit? Now, where shall I put my coat where it can drip?
Give it here.
My shoes are sodden through as well.
Ever likely.
I better tuck them off, else I shall catch me death of cold. Lend us a pair of these for now. He wouldn't be using them much, will he?
I'll find you something.
See that? It's Shakespeare.
What?
Shakespeare. To be or not to be. They know Shakespeare. Is it all right if he comes in?
I don't know what you're on about.
Come in, old lad. Now, don't shake this animal everywhere.
Oh!
He's a bit wet. He's a bit wet. Say hello to Irene.
Now, get up!
Now, don't complain. He only licks the face if he likes thee.
Oh, he's put mud all down my front.
I'm sorry about that. He don't know about mud. He's only being friendly. Where's lad, then?
Here, Uncle Bill.
Hey, you dog. Stop in here. Oh, no.
Hey, up, old lad. Cost kick a bow again, or what?
Uncle Bill, well, I'll be blowed.
Now, get down, Shakespeare.
It's all right. Get down. Don't want your face licking.
Get off, you daft thing. Get off, I said. Shakespeare.
What's call him Shakespeare for?
Doesn't get it? It's cos of me. Bill. William. A's Williams Shakespeare. Hey, where shall I sit, then? Am I all right here? Come on, Shakespeare, you sit beside me. Good dog.
How long have you had him?
Not long, he's only a pup. That's why he's a bit excitable. Shakespeare, down.
Get off me! Here, Uncle Bill, pair of slippers.
Oh, ta. Oh, these'll do nicely. And I could just use a cup of tea, if it's not too much trouble.
Kettle's on already.
And if they could put a drop of special sugar in it.
A special sugar?
He means a drop of whiskey.
Mack it 2 drops, eh? They wouldst have want me popping me clogs just yet and having it on the conscience, wouldst. You can't be too careful where getting wet's concerned. Does he keep a drop of whiskey in mice?
Oh, I shall see the O-rate.
I could easy catch me death plodging over the wheat from Fenton in that weather.
You should have caught a buzz.
A buzz? They hasn't have been on a buzz lately, that's for sure, else they wouldst have seen daft things like that. Pensioners can't afford buzzes. I've seen prices. Many rolled up, it's healthier walking. Except I get a bit jiggered when it's up bong.
What brings you here, then?
What brings me here? Well, I had a phone call, that's what brings me here. From our lass, our Flo. His mother.
Yes, I know who his mother is.
Where it in a sense sicker is. Says Ray rang her up the other night, sounding like he was ready for the knacker's yard. Says he feels that helpless, living where he does. Well, I told her. Didn't I tell her? When a foss got it in her head about retiring to Prestatyn. Prestatyn, I said. I said, what's Prestatyn got over Fenton apart from a paddling pew? There's all that coast. It's as bleak as hell in winter and it's packed to boiling point in summer. Prestatyn, I said. Toffee knows a lot.
Well, she's no need to worry like that.
Oh, now I can see that now. I was given to understand as they was bedfast, Ray, but it looks as if it on mend.
Ah, so you ring me mum up and put her mind at rest.
I will that, Ray, lad. I'll do it tonight. Reenie, these slippers are raised. They fit me just grand. I'll tack them off the hands if they're in the way.
Hello? Oh, hello, Bernard. Look, I should have said, don't ring me at the garage except in an emergency. They don't like it much. And we piled out with work this afternoon. What? I know I said I'd be there, but it's just, well, I've been having to work overtime this week and there's been a lot of work to do for me dad.
Mark!
I've got to go. Look, I'll be there tonight, I promise. Come in, Mr. Blore.
What you doing, Doug?
Oh, I thought you'd nodded off for a bit.
Aye, maybe I had. It's all them visitors, they've tired me out.
Tired me out and all, especially that last one.
Oh, salt of the earth is Uncle Bill. Any road, what you doing?
Oh, Not much.
Don't tell me that. I've been sat here watching you frowning and screwing up your face, working away at that bit of paper.
It's my shopping list. It's for our Wendy to take.
Oh, I've never seen a shopping list give you that much trouble afore.
I've never had to do one for our Wendy before.
Come on now, what is it? What's giving you so much trouble?
Well, if you must know, I'm trying to work out how we're going to manage and what money's coming in. You see, they weren't out at all the first couple of weeks till I did that signing on for you. And that weren't much. Your sick pay's coming through now, but it's nowhere near as much as your wages.
No overtime for a start. Thank God you've got a job, Duck. I mean, there's lots of folks worse off than us.
I know that. But we've been used to having enough. Not having to think too much about what we could afford. And now, because of them first few weeks, we're all behind.
Well, catch up again. I've got to see Bryn about that compensation. Now, he's one visitor I do want to see. It's as though he's avoiding us.
The point is, we've overstretched ourselves, Ray. I said we shouldn't have got that new telly and video while we were still paying the car off. Doesn't matter how much you're earning, if there's more going out than coming in, you're in trouble.
Cheryl, you in?
Door wide open, nobody about.
Who is it?
It's your gran. Don't you know your gran's voice yet? You've been hearing it all your life.
Don't remind me.
Where are you?
Upstairs.
Well, come on downstairs then. Where's little Neville? I brought some for him.
He's up here with me.
Well, have I to come up or are you coming down?
I'll come down. Just give me a minute.
I could have been half a dozen burglars. I could have stripped every piece of furniture out of this place. Not that a self-respecting burglar is as much as look round door. There's no worth pinching. Apart from His Majesty's record collection. Time he started spending some money on a comfortable three-piece suite instead of pieces of plastic.
Hello, Gran.
I said it's time your Neville started spending his money on... Cheryl! What have you done to your face?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Is it Neville? Has he been giving you a black eye? Not that you don't deserve it the way you carry on. But if he's been hitting you, he'll have me to reckon with.
No, he's not been hitting me. Nobody's been hitting me. I had a fall.
Ah, come to your gran then, little sweetheart. See what I've got for you. Cheryl! There's bruises all down his little legs. And his arms. There's bruises on his arms.
Well, that's because I was carrying him when I fell. I fell on top of him.
If you're telling me a lie, if that monster's been bashing you both up, hanging's too good for him. I wish he had been hung when I finished with him.
Can't you hear what I'm telling you? Neville were nowhere near. I fell over. I had an accident.
Ah, your gran'll look after you, little love. She won't let anybody hurt you. Look, I brought you some chocolate drops. They'll make you better.
Gran!
Look, I'm sorry, Bernard, but I was...
Mark, how much longer are you going to be on that phone?
Yeah, I know I did, but we had another rush job. You get a spell of fine weather, they all drive like lunatics.
Mark!
Look, I can't talk now. I've got to go. My mum's shouting about summit. Yeah, tomorrow. I promise, tomorrow. Definite. What is it, ma'am?
You know how much that phone costs. Do you think we're made of money? You've been on that phone half the night.
No, I haven't. Only a couple
of... It's time you started paying for what you spend in this house. You should just see that phone bill when it comes in.
I pay me whack.
No, you do not pay your whack. Or anything like it. We've subsidised you for far too long, young man. If you lived on your own, you'd soon see the difference.
Yeah, you're right there. Don't think I haven't thought about it.
Today's writer was Joyce Holliday. And the Colcloughs has been devised by Tony Perrin and is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Colcloughs return with another episode on Monday.